Podcast Network, AfterBuzz TV, over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Wait for it.
Some people wait a lifetime
Bring it in.
For a moment like this.
Come on now.
That off-pitching can only mean one thing. With up to, over a billion downloads in 2015, you made AfterBuzz your one-stop, one destination for true after-show entertainment. And 2016 is here, and we are the American Idol After Show. I'm JC Rubio. Follow me at JC Rubio TV. And starting with my lovely lady to my left.
Which camera am I looking at?
All of
it. Hi, everybody. I'm Violet Kanye. It's so good to be back. You guys can follow me everywhere at Violet Kanye.
And across the table.
It's your girl, Stephanie G. You guys can follow me on Twitter at Stephanie Georgie, on Instagram at TheStephanieGeorgie. And make sure to tweet me during the show because we don't have the chat roll.
Well, actually, I got it.
Oh, you got it.
Yeah. And
regardless, tweet me anyways at Stephanie Georgie. You already know.
And okay. Guys, I know everyone's, all the Jason fans are going to be like, what?
I know.
Jason, what? I love the hair.
Yeah.
No, Jason couldn't make it in. He's on assignment, right, at the last
He's
minute?
On assignment right now.
But.
So we bought I brought a straighter version of him. And it's going to be fun. We're going to have a good time.
Yep.
Steven, let the world know who you are.
My name is Steven Helmkamp. I've been a host here at AfterBuzz. Been looking forward to coming on this show for quite some time.
And
Stephanie is the gatekeeper here. She has kept me off, but I found my way through tonight. It's a pleasure to be here at Steven Helmkamp on Twitter and Instagram.
And the plot thickens. Yes, and of course, who do we have running the ones and two tonight? Not all at once. I believe it's Ray in the back.
It's the lovely Ray.
Yeah. The part-time model himself. Thank you for joining us, Ray. And, of course, our fans, our chat roll, it's firing. It's good to have you tonight, guys. We started a little late because all the chaos, because it was truly an emotional, special moment.
It was.
First of all, thoughts. Farewell season. Let's start with...
That intro. I'm just going to start. I really don't care. Yeah. That intro was a tearjerker. We were like... Yeah, the mascara was about to start running, and it was just going to be a mess, yes. And it was really sweet.
Overall thoughts,
I am so excited. I loved it, and I just finished doing The Voice, and I'm so happy it's over because I love this show so much more, and I don't care to say it.
Oh, is it the truth?
I didn't like it. I loved it.
See how he tied that in. I love that.
He did. I guess you will be our little Harry, won't you?
Come on.
Okay.
Really loved it. You know, but I don't like the idea like every good thing must come to an end. This is such a dope show. Mm-hmm. Why end it? Keep it going. You're going to make tons of money off of advertisement. People love it. It's such a feel-good show. So I'm really excited to see this season, obviously, but I'm a little disappointed. It's the farewell season.
Here's a question I want to ask the chat roll and you guys at the same time. Do you think we're going to reminisce so much about the show where it's going to be all these alumni coming back and we're just going to be like you guys were crying. Stephanie and Violet were crying throughout the first half of the show. Yeah. Are we going to lose that in the end? This is a competition as well. Mm-hmm. Are we going to lose that because we're just going to be reminiscing and...
I don't know. I feel like it's kind of takes me back to when it was Simon's last year. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of like in the finale, everyone came back and all that was done. But I don't remember who won that year.
Can we be objective?
I think we can. Yeah. I think we can.
I think it's going to be great because I couldn't help but think that if I followed Idol from the beginning and I wanted to be a singer, this would be my one chance. So I just feel that all of these contestants, knowing that they'll never be a next year, that they're really going to put their hearts into it. I think these performances are going to be passionate. I think that it's going to be so entertaining to have all of these guests come in. And then just, like you said, the reminiscing is going to be great.
A trip down memory lane. Mm-hmm. And Stephen, I mean, you've been dying to be a part of this. So, I mean, what did you see tonight? I mean...
Yeah, no, I think it's. I think it all comes down to the music. I think at the end of the day, I think the backstories are great. Bringing the wives and the families and the kids and all that makes a very, very compelling show. It makes you feel attached to that contestant. But I think at the end of the day, it does come down to the music. And like Harry even made a comment, like, we're going to have some really tough choices, like, for real, in his whatever accent. Right. And I think, I mean, just out the gate, there's going to be a lot of tough choices to make.
You know, Ryan said something quite poignant. I did some late research, finally, for the show, and about Ryan saying that there's something special about being that last name that's going to win American Idol.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. That very, people will remember who was the last winner on Idol, just like they did with
Kelly
the
first. Clarkson, totally. Our Lord Savior.
Yes.
I did that for Jason because that's the...
Shout out to Jason Eichler, who will be joining us next week. But we still got a show to talk about. We got 2 hours.
And so much to cover.
Yes.
So many contestants. Yeah.
So first off, we started in, I believe it was Hotlanta, and alumni number one, pre-judging, we had season 2 champion Ruben Studdard.
Mm-hmm.
Looking good, looking sharp. But first off, let's start off with Michelle Marie, age 15, who's singing Leanne Rimes.
Yeah.
She was the one who...
She sang Blue.
Watched it when she...
She
oh,
was
right.
She, every single season, she cried when, was it season 10?
Scott
McCreary?
Scott
no.
McCreary.
Or no, he won. McIntyre.
The guy who was... Oh, yeah, some kid. One of them there was gypped, I guess. That's what she said. She was crying.
I missed it. I was looking away, so I missed it. But I know she was heavily invested. And I thought it wasn't going to be as strong as it was. And I was beyond pleasantly surprised.
Me too.
She was... This season, I think they're going to construct the story, the cinematic feel of the show, especially the first hour.
Mm-hmm.
I had never seen anything like that until tonight.
Right.
And they're going to... Balls out. I'm sorry. Sorry for our 8 to 20-year-olds. I'm sorry.
Balls out.
No, they're going to let it all out.
They should be in bed right now.
That's true. We are late. But she was beautiful.
She was cute.
Now, let's see. And I wrote, this is my quote.
Your little corner.
I got to read my quote because I'm full of notes. I'm rusty. No, my quote was, this is American Idol right here. Mm-hmm. This little girl. This is she's the epitome of what the show has always been about.
Wait until they give her makeover.
Right.
She's going to be a star.
Yes.
Yeah?
But you see, but this is why I love American Idol so much, because it has this wonderful charm. And I love amateurs because there's something different about those who've been exposed to the business and to singing and this, and sometimes they get a little bit jaded or sometimes they expect too much, where let's mold someone into something really spectacular. And that's what American Idol was. And it's really inspiring and it's refreshing to kind of see raw dreams come true, not just because of word of mouth or who you know. It's just these people from random places off the grid who are trying to make it, and then they do, and it's amazing to watch.
So, Stephen, was she a good start or a great start?
So, I actually didn't see this contestant.
Okay.
I kind of tuned in a few contestants later.
Okay, all right.
But it sounds like it's just a diamond in the rough, this
she
girl.
She wasn't perfect, but... Sorry.
Hey.
This just in.
Yeah.
No, she was, like you said, more than a diamond in rough. She's that 15 years old, the perfect first contestant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, sweet, huge, like us, a super fan of the show.
Mm.
And can sing. We were all, look at you, you're still glowing.
Yeah, I mean, she was awesome.
No, but, and then, of course, I mean, they started strong. Like, you said something that'll come to play a little bit later. Where were all the bad singers? We'll get into that in a little bit. But, of course, because the second contestant, Josiah Siska, and I didn't get his age, and he reminded me...
I think he was 17.
Yes, he sang Johnny Cash.
Mm-hmm.
And he had this, for those fans, super fans, reminded me of Richie Law.
I mean...
Deep.
It reminded me of Scotty McCreary.
Oh, yes? Okay.
Yeah.
As good as Scotty?
No.
No.
I didn't like him.
You didn't like this guy? You didn't like Josiah?
Why?
I think it's like the whole low thing. It was a beautiful tone. It was a really nice voice, but how far is he going to go?
Right.
I mean, I feel like Scotty had so much more range. He had a big personality. Like, he was just lovable. This guy, not so much.
I hate agreeing with you. No,
so
I'm not going to go that far. I want to see what he does besides the deep voice.
Exactly.
It's too early to tell.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone to agree?
I've been watching this show.
That makes a full range contestant, though. When you do branch out, and we can see what else you can do other than just going low. Let's see what you can do mid-range, see what you can do high. I mean, I feel like that's the American Idol, the winner.
Mm-hmm. Right, yes.
You got to be able to do different things.
All right.
He sounded great. I just have to see more also, but I loved him. I love Johnny Cash. If you can do Johnny Cash even lower than Johnny Cash, I mean, goddamn, you know?
It's so hard to critique them because this is all we've gotten of them so far.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
Give me a few weeks. Wait till we get to Vegas. Then we'll see.
Right.
For sure. But too early, yes. But this was the intriguing, I mean, a season full of stories. I believe her name is Lindita. Lindita from
Kosovo.
Kosovo. Yes, lost 150 pounds to be on the show.
Get it, girl.
That's insane.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Steven is like, 150 pounds to be on the show?
That's what
like, to prep for it. She was like, I'm about to be on American Idol. I'm not about to look whack on TV.
Yeah.
And she knows. She's like, I know how people vote, so I got to look better and then make it happen.
I mean, and if you're a record label and you want to get signed, I mean, the record label wants to sell you as a whole package.
Right, exactly.
And your image is definitely a part of it.
She was very, very pretty, very telegenic, I thought, and quite the story. Lost the weight and sang a song that's it's one of those no songs up there with Adele for me,
right?
On Idol,
which one was it?
Wow. Man's World,
yeah.
You know, Joshua.
Do you remember who sang a Man's World last? Clark Beckham.
Quick shout out to Clark watching at home. If you are watching, what is up, my man? Yeah, no. So thoughts on her? You know, for being a big voice.
Yeah. I really liked her. I loved her style. It was R&B. She had soul. It was like, yeah, she was singing Man's World, but she wasn't like trying to go all out.
She
was
she
more
did.
Like, you know, this is me. This is my vibe. This is what you're going to get. I loved it. Absolutely loved it.
I think she did too much, but it was she was a powerful singer, so we needed to see that. And thank goodness the judges were like, regardless of you going out of control with your runs, just because you can do them doesn't mean you have to do them. But she, like Harry said, she committed to that last one, which is fine. I was just, now I'm excited for her to get her coaching to kind of tone it down and like control her voice.
You know,
she has no control in it.
Sorry, I don't want to cut you off, but I remembered her vibe and her style more than I remembered her run.
Because, but that was nice, and that's what's so good about her. And I feel that if she was committed to lose that 150 pounds, it just
she could do anything.
Yes, she can. There's going to be a different commitment when it comes to her voice and her performance. She's like where is she from?
Kosovo.
I think.
Yeah, she kind of reminded me of Amy Winehouse, but she didn't. Yeah.
Huh. You know, now do we think she'll make it to the live shows?
I'm upset I missed these first handful of contestants. I'm like, dude, this is...
I got
thrown in the mix, and I'm upset.
I'm gonna give him advice.
Go to her YouTube page. She's got a version of this song, but she tweaked the title of it, and she made it her own. Just a little side note for you guys. Yes.
My advice, I'm going to give it to you just because none of you will ever know. Sometimes just wing it. Don't worry about it. If you didn't see, you'll see it later.
Yeah, totally.
And I just want to give
I thought it was going to be there's the door.
Good advice. That was really good advice.
We're a family here, and I finally got the chat roll to start working. Yay. And I want to say hi to Sylvia Love and Corvus 13.
What's up,
Joseph
Sylvia?
Boza. Guys, chime in. Let us know what you
Boza,
think.
Boza, what's good, man?
Yes.
Welcome back.
And they can't wait for you two to go out at this season. That's what they said.
Which two?
Violet and Stephen.
Hey.
Steven's only been here 12 minutes.
Yeah.
Give him a few minutes.
Somebody's like, ready. Let's do it.
He may have a honky-tonk side to him. We don't know. Maybe
I am from the Redneck Riviera at Pensacola Beach, Florida.
There we go.
Oh, shoot.
Somebody.
And if you
there's going to be an accent that's going to come out.
Come
so.
On, somebody.
I do love me some Southern boys. Y'all know that.
What's up? Well, Harry.
You're gonna
shut up.
Settle down, you three. Where's Jason when I need him?
I know.
All right. Now, speaking of honky-tonk, let's talk about our next guy, Mr. Billy Bob.
Billy Bob. He was adorable.
Why didn't he make it past the first round?
Because
his vocals weren't there.
Remember the gentleman, was it last season? The season before, he was the mobster with the charm.
Yeah,
like Billy
I liked
Bob.
Him a lot.
Yeah, but Billy Bob, if you actually heard, first of all, you couldn't hear him sing because everyone was making a show out of it.
I didn't like that.
So I didn't really hear him, but regardless, what I did hear wasn't.
Let's fill in Steven. Okay.
I agree.
Okay.
I mean, I see her note here is just no on Billy Bob. Just straight up, just no.
Well, let's fill you in because the judges had a little bit of a little playtime. You know, they're sticking it up. And J-Lo was on the table.
Yeah.
And Billy Bob wanted some J-Lo for dinner.
Yeah, you know, he was hungry.
He was like,
you
doesn't?
Got distracted.
No, yeah.
He's, hello.
No, but they were. But is it too distracting what the judges did?
Sure, and yes. It wasn't that he was... I mean, it was distracting, but on top of that, again, like I said, they didn't... Did they take the opportunity to listen to him sing, or was it that he sang so poorly that what they heard also, they're just, like, not about it?
It's definitely distracting, but at the same time, like, you're a performer, anything can happen, and I understand, wasn't perfectly laid out, maybe, as some of the other contestants' chance was, but if you're on stage, someone could throw something at you, or a mic could go out, or whatever, so you kind of got to be ready to... deal with the elements.
Yeah.
And Keith was singing yes. with him. I thought that was so rude. Shut up and let him sing. It's his audition.
Mm-hmm. Well, here, I thought you were going to say this about Keith, and it was fascinating that Keith was actually the first one to chime in saying no, and he was rather stern about it. Because remember, Keith, for the last few, he tends to be, I don't want to say let's just say he's the one that kills him with kindness.
Right. True.
He's always the last one. He's always the softest one. I always think the nicest one. Mm-hmm. And I was shocked to see that he was the bad cop. Mm-hmm. So,
and he was singing, so he didn't really hear him anyway.
Yeah, but I think it's one of those things where after a couple of seasons, you catch some of your episodes, you see how you are, and sometimes you want to change that, especially if it's one of those things where this is the last season. Just you gotta. We don't need William Hung was
he
done.
Could
it's
have
over.
Been good. He wasn't like comical. He was just not strong vocal.
Yeah, okay. All right. And it was better that they didn't lead it on if it. Wasn't there.
Did you all think, ask the fans, should have Billy Bob have stayed?
Maybe not stayed, but given another chance to actually sing something without somebody trying.
But there, not another chance in Hollywood.
Right, exactly.
Another
exactly.
chance there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. All right, let's move on to someone I think everyone agreed about. Yes.
Oh, I loved him.
Steffi, take it away.
Jean. No, he was really sweet. I wish he sang a little more powerful. But what he gave us was wonderful, and I feel, again, like I said, it's one of those things where if you hear the potential, then let's continue with it because, you know, I don't know. And he looked cool. So if he can give us more, then he's already very marketable for me, which I know we hate to bring that up and we say that every season, but
does he have the voice to move on?
Yeah, but I want to hear in Hollywood. I think that someone's going to help him with a music choice, and then he'll have the help of these other singers. You know what's crazy is that from the time that they audition to the time that they're in Hollywood, a lot of them learn a lot from each other, from their peers. Mm-hmm. So that's a good part about them being able to work together mm-hmm. instead of a competition. Well, I mean, it is a competition, but they still help each other. Sorry, that was great.
They help each other bring each other's A game.
Yeah, they do.
Thoughts on Lijon? Anyone else that disagree?
Lijon.
No, I loved it. He felt what he was singing. Mm-hmm. Okay. It was like,
and I like how he started it. It was great. He gave us a little performance.
Mm-hmm. I like him.
All right. He was a little soulful. Yeah, he was had that kind of singer-songwriter type of vibe mixed with a little Mr. Steal Your Girl, if you remember.
Yes!
You're welcome.
Mr. Steal Your Girl.
Yes. And then now we moved on to Denver.
Denver.
Mm-hmm. Dun, dun, dun.
And then Mr. Soul Patrol, Taylor Hicks. What's the look, Steph?
Can we just move on?
Because I was just thinking about Genevieve.
Why?
That was the next one, right?
Yes, Genevieve Rose Mitchell, age 15. Watch her transformation. That's all
yes,
I got to say about
exactly.
her.
Exactly. That's
her
what
face
I said
was
needs work.
Really pretty.
Her face was very beautiful, so we know that when she gets to LA, they're going to make her look great. Mm-hmm. I thought that what was charming about her was her performance aspect, meaning I wanted to watch her because she was being so cute with her facial expressions, and you know that's very good. But
Totally.
Definitely going to take a lot more than that to move forward than just the facial expressions, right?
Yeah, it is.
I mean,
because
her
voice
it
was good, but
I thought it was really bad. She kind of like butchered the Bran Perry song.
Okay.
The chainsaw, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, the
yes.
facial expressions was too much. It was.
She was
know.
Too corny for
she
you?
She was way too corny. The voice was not there. She wasn't even singing half the time.
Violet, this is a girl that lives
like,
off
really
the grid.
Yeah. Well, maybe she should stay off the grid, okay?
And Violet, what's your Twitter handle again?
Yeah.
Violet Kanyan, tweet me your love.
Yeah, get a lot of hot hate tweets there.
Yes.
She's not going to see it.
Yeah.
You are terrible.
It's coming with the punches.
This usually happens mid-season, Steven. Let me just let you know. But week one, you're firing.
Yes, because we're excited to be here, everyone. American Idol.
You know what? She reminded me of Casey Abrams. A little Casey Abrams funk. Season 10.
Whoa.
The funk. Harry said it himself. Remove the braces. Give the look. She's
Casey
not good.
Abrams.
I don't see her
is
winning.
Casey
much
Abrams.
He's like,
no.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you.
She
his
was like,
his is all from inside. Hers is
but
like,
it was a funk. It was a funk. It was.
It was.
Someone,
I like how she played her instrument.
No, can she sell passionate. Records?
No. Absolutely not.
No.
Yeah.
Is it about selling records?
Yes.
I mean, the end
for
goal
American
is to
Idol?
Get it. Yes.
Lee DeWise. Crystal Bauer Sox. Scotty McCurtain.
That was
Scotty's
a bad good. Season.
Okay.
Lee and Crystal were on the same season.
Candace Glover.
Caleb was a disaster.
No, and I'm not saying, not to slight
well,
them,
he
I'm just
it
saying
for himself,
they underperformed compared to other people in the previous. Yes? Violet, go ahead.
I'll save it for later.
Okay, Violet. All right. Let's move on to someone I think I actually really loved.
I love too, and I love how she spells her name.
Go ahead, please. Sonica.
Well, I like how she spells her name because it reminds me of Sonic the Hedgehog. Sorry, but that is one of my like notification tones.
Okay.
Oh my God, I sound like that Southern girl who just kept talking about nothing that was on Lord the show. Jesus Christ.
She just loves to hear herself talk.
Right.
Ridiculous. She did.
Okay, but
This girl
was wonderful. Clear.
What about her? What
exactly what they said? Amazing, thank you for not just going crazy. But that's how you know if someone has talent. If they're like they're just gonna deliver you a song the way. I mean, we didn't even know what the song was, but we're like, damn, that was a good ass song. Good job. I liked her. You didn't like her. She was the first one to have a clear, like, good voice.
Okay, her voice was beautiful.
This wasn't the cop.
Her voice, I think, was Indian beautiful. Girl. Like, just, like, very pure and gentle. But she's going to get completely lost in the competition. I don't think she has a strong enough voice for this competition. And she sounds like a Disney princess singing.
Wait, so she cried at the end of her audition, right? She was crying when she got... She was at a beautiful voice.
She had a beautiful voice, but she's just not going to get far because they're going to eat her alive.
No,
she has another side to her voice that we haven't seen
Who's going
to
eat her alive? The judges?
All the big voices.
Really?
No, but she's the only one that has an actual voice, meaning... Mm. What?
I agree. I think she's going to go.
I think she's going
to go. I liked her.
She was
I
the best in this entire episode.
Wow.
Well, you know what? And fans would agree. We have Joseph Boza saying Sonica was the best audition in this episode.
I agree. When Boza, you can make people favorite. Move like that, really? I mean, that translates volumes.
Tons of people. Look at this. Corvus 13, JMC, Sonica.
But you guys
Sonica.
Know that Violet loves the...
Nick Frediani. Yes.
No, the Nick Frediani, the Mark Andrews, the artistry, the cool voices, the Zac Brown Band kind of people.
Yes.
So
that's true.
And I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to sound like Gwen Stefani because she kept saying this all throughout the voice. I want to have an emotional connection to
them. So did you
I
want to
have an emotional connection.
I just thought it was really. Yes, it was really pretty. And I hear.
I felt nothing.
Really?
Yeah.
She didn't do it. Okay, she didn't do enough, but. The sound of
but
her voice
pretty.
And the way she
it was
did,
pretty.
It was
so definitely clear. Good voice. And just, I don't think
she wasn't. She didn't have any tricks. That's true. Just how, the way she sang.
Mm. Okay, Violet. Was it a bad performance?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think it's her. I feel like she stayed too true to herself for what we've seen her. And yeah, I just think she's just not
Violet
strong enough.
Spice.
I hope she's strong enough. I hope she's.
Do you?
No, I do. I like her. She's really pretty. I think she could be marketable, but we'll see.
Yeah. I say this for a reason, Steven. Violet, you were just craving. You wanted a bad performance.
No.
You did, because you asked me. Right, you asked me. She's not.
Well, I got what I wanted.
You exactly
the
did.
Next person.
Yes. Yeah. What was it? Joza?
Oh, my God.
Josiah
from Scottsdale.
Dude.
Oh, you mean Go
this
Joe?
This guy... First of all, I love the setup that he had. He had all these crazy fans, supporters around. Like, he had a little entourage going on with t-shirts made. And he kind of walked through, like, the next idol.
It was...
And he was... I mean, I knew right away. I was like, this is one of the guys who sucks.
Was he British?
No, that's exactly what I was going to say. What pissed me off the entire time. I was like, are you kidding me? Just because you have an accent, so it doesn't mean you're not.
But he wasn't British. He was like halfway between New York and Britain, so I call it Mid-Atlantia.
He was trying to be Josh Groban.
Yeah,
did not.
He did have that run. Yes.
Okay.
He was annoying.
He was trying to be someone that he wasn't.
Yeah,
and
it was a show. He wants to be on TV. Moving forward,
I think. Yeah, I think it was like some social cues that were just not there. Also,
he literally needs.
And his voice was not great. Forget all that other stuff we just talked about. His voice was not that great.
His voice wasn't that great.
But
his voice was a disaster.
Average. Can't we see how important this was? You wanted me to skip this part. And
yes, absolutely.
This is the other part of the show. You have to. This this made Idol what it was from the William Hungs.
But watching all the way up to there, weren't you like, oh, this is so nice. Like, I'm enjoying the show. I'm sorry, but these people bother me. They annoy me. They
Does it make
We're
you appreciate the better performances that much more?
No, because that's what the show's about. And by after Hollywood, after auditions, we don't see this crap anymore. We forget about it. So it's just these couple weeks we got to friggin' sit through it.
True. So you
really
can do without
pissed.
Those.
Yes.
She can't stand them.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just funny. There are people out there, and I remember
when
in
they're
show
funny.
Fire, no, not funny, but I mean, there are people out there who are like, no, I have an amazing voice. Like, I can sing. And then
That's
they're like, you know, like that girl, you know? And so It's like so nuts to see how gnarly people can be, and you're like, oh my god.
But this guy was, I think it was a little obvious. He got all his friends to do this, or probably pay these people to come here and make signs and wear his t-shirt. And he
I don't could have paid those people to do that.
Serious, exactly. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Yes,
it is a singing show.
Because producers needed to throw
some. They
gotta
add some of that in there. Yeah,
those people were not his friends. Please,
but it riled everyone up. Look, I love it that you're fired up by
it. I mean, if that was their purpose, it did its job.
So did you take it out on the Hobbs, New Mexico police officer, Ms. Rena Molinaro? Do you love her?
I love her.
Let's mark this down. We've been doing Idol for the last 84 seasons. She's never loved another woman.
Then that's why do you love her?
I don't know. She's a cop. She's like kick-ass. Okay. She's gorgeous.
That's true.
Her personality was awesome, and her voice was really good. And she did Patsy Cline, so boom.
Her voice was really good?
Yeah, I really liked it.
Okay, I love this. He's being honest here. With a big G or a little G?
I have not even a G. She was okay/ Harry Hilarious, because that's really all I took from that. Mm-hmm. I thought she was just average. Oh, okay. I thought it was cool. Harry was really funny. He's just a funny guy in general, but that was like his funniest moment of the show. But she didn't stick out for me.
Wow. I thought she sounded nice. I didn't expect her to sound nice, and I think that she'll make it through this round, which she did, but I don't know if she'll go further than home.
You don't think she'll make it to live shows?
Right.
Okay. Right. Sounds fair.
That's a nice way of saying she's a goner.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I mean, she's just one of those people, like, if I were to get on the show, I might get past the judges, but I would never get past Hollywood.
Don't sell yourself short.
Really?
You're right.
We're teasing that.
I'll be posting a Snapchat of me singing right after this show.
Yay!
We'll have Steffi singing sometime throughout the season. And just a little bit of a side note, do stay tuned for future episodes, which we will have many guests and maybe some alumni. Keep it here. So now we're moving on to, is it Sylvie Lee Walker?
You mean Sylvia Lee Walker from Georgia?
Who talks too much, goes in circles, and loves to hear herself talk. Is this the one?
Why are you telling me about your blanket, girl?
Girl, and get back into
high school.
Please, thank you.
Jesus, fix it. Why did she yodel?
I don't know. It was so sad.
Did she have the choice to yodel or sing, or did they just hear her yodel and then they just assume, like, well, I guess that's all you came here to do?
I think she was so dumb.
You know what?
She just yodeled.
No, I don't think she's like that much.
I am giving you so much Twitter credit right now.
Yeah.
What's your handle again?
At Violet Gagnon. Send
welcome.
Me your love. Okay.
I would have liked to hear her sing.
I didn't, because you know what? The way she was acting, I feel like she told all her friends, hey, y'all, I'm about to go make a fool of myself on American Idol. Make sure to watch, and I bet you they put me on TV. Sure enough.
And she's like, I'm not going to stop talking, because that's how I'm going to get on TV.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The longer I talk, the longer I get
$100
she
wants to be an actress and not a singer.
Mm-hmm.
I bet her parents are like hyping her up with that too. Like, yeah, keep doing that. Keep talking like that.
She said, my daddy has me go outside and yodel to the cows so that I can bring him in.
Mm-hmm.
That means your daddy says you sound like shit. Go get the tongs.
Get the damn cows.
This is episode one. I thought you guys would bring this in like at least episode two or three.
Aren't you just so excited and riled up? Look at
this
that.
Is the farewell
and the
season.
Clippers won today. Clip squad.
But I do like country music. And
thank you.
Okay. I mean, I do appreciate country music a lot. So like, we have a couple other country contestants, so I enjoy hearing that. I would have liked to hear her sing if she had some talent.
Why did you think she could sing from her yodels?
Yodeling has nothing to do with country music.
Agreed. Couldn't decipher from the yodeling, but if she came on and, I don't know, got an audition, I would just hope she could sing. And I like country.
Because she's cute.
Let me ask this.
Kind of cute.
Is it better to have a god-awful singer or a middle-of-the-road yodeler?
Can we move on to the next contestant?
JC, you are my favorite host of my whole life.
No, you are.
I'll take it. I'm just going to be back.
Going down memory lane, we had a couple of people that came back.
Yay!
Yes, we had Siobhan, DJ
Shavizzle.
Shavizzle. I loved her.
Sixth audition.
I really liked her.
Good for her.
Yeah.
What? No, she was I. That's literally what I wrote.
I love her and her voice.
I liked her a lot. I thought she was awesome.
Oh, and her vibe.
I like her perseverance.
Her vibe.
Coming back six times, she can handle rejection. Her she vibe. Can handle thick skin in the business.
Yeah.
Give me that side eye, girl.
Giving it to you.
I thought she kind of sounded like Kehlani. You guys know singer Kehlani?
Oh.
She's popular right now.
I think, I do know who you're talking about, but six times... Maybe you're not going to make it. Maybe
Take a clue.
Candace Glover.
It's third time the charm, okay, not seven. That's true. You know what I'm saying?
And her waist was like this.
And what she's saying, she sounded nice, so she hurt herself, so she's improved, but I can almost bet you money will stay right there. She won't be able to leave that because anything outside of that, she's probably her tone or her range is just not. I know it's not going to be there.
Girl.
I don't know what's going to be there. Missus, I don't think Sonica's saying good. Get out of here. Between
I said she did.
Well, let's compare the three because there was DJ Shavizzle.
Hold on, guys. Her ring keeps whining me.
Sorry.
Bling, blow.
That is a pretty big ring.
It's
all right.
Oh, I'm going to tell your husband you said that.
Settle down. Okay, Corey Wheeler.
I love him.
Was he the... Now, you said
the worship singer. I think he was.
The one that scared you.
Not the worship... Wait, no.
No, the barista.
I just got a Snapchat from Clark Beckham.
Uh-huh. Oh,
I would send him on, but I'm not going to.
What is up, Clark? What's going on? Glad
I
hope you're watching.
You.
Now you have pressure to come on the show. Yeah, he's going to be a guest.
Uh-oh.
And we'll behave. Kind of.
Violet, I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe.
No, but I couldn't get the name of the third girl. And that's the one that kind of snuck in.
Yeah, redhead. With the guitar. We didn't get her name. We were going to rewind it, but we didn't get it.
See? You have to be careful. Those are the ones they sneak in.
Because these are either these are the ones that are going to be super, like, impresionante, or sorry, what's the word in English?
She's going to leave an impression?
Yeah.
Even I got that one.
No, but I feel like I would say it wrong in English. Like, it would sound like Yoda if I tried saying it in English. Anyways, she was... either they're going to be huge, or these are people that are just going to—they're just filling spots.
The huge people are the ones they put more attention on.
I agree, completely
sure.
Agree.
Okay, so then yeah, they're not
just filling times.
Is this the redhead with the freckles?
Yes, redhead. She had the guitar.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote she was just
forward.
Okay, not great.
Mm-hmm.
I think DJ Shavizzle. I'd like to see more of her.
I do.
Well, see,
I
she like does well.
DJ,
Siobhan?
I would like to see her maybe like sing over some of her own tracks, do something new and innovative. Because
yes.
The guy at the end of the show, who was with the last Idol winner, he was like, we need
Scott
the next new thing, not the next cookie cutter.
It's mm-hmm.
So, like, have a DJ who produces their own tracks and then sings over that.
That's
the next new
thing. Let's move in. Okay, let's do a segment, because actually that's the next segment. That's where Ryan spoke to Scott Borchetta and Nick Fradiani.
Mm-hmm.
And what do we have? A message from... Okay, all right. Coming
I'm
up a little
excited.
Bit later. But I want to talk about Nick Fradiani and Scott Borchetta. Good to see Nick. Are we happy on the news?
Good to see Nick. We love you, Nick. We
I love
you,
Nick.
We love you, love you.
I got hate mail from some people.
About what?
Me loving Nick too much.
What? I love Nick.
Y'all can sit your asses down because I love him.
Yes. Told you. That's why I said... I told Violet earlier that in my Snapchats when we're on Idol, she always has a southern accent.
I don't know where it comes from.
It's only on this show, I promise you.
And I do Nashville, so it comes out there too.
Sorry.
No. I was just going to ask you what you guys thought about Scott Borchetta's comments and what he's looking for. What is he looking for?
He watched our after show. That's what happened.
Is he looking for a Jax, perhaps, from last season?
I don't know, but I hope you learned your mistake, Mr. Borchetta, because that was... He was being silly. I just wanted to be more on top of it. He said no more... What did he say? No more...
Cookie cutters.
Yeah, but that's what you like, apparently, so
Nick,
let's see.
Nick, cookie cutter?
No, but I don't know. I just feel like he just sounds... I don't like that guy. I don't like him. That's it. That's all I'm going to say.
He talks out of
We're
going
to reach out to Scott, see if we can get him on the phone in the upcoming week, so
I'll
you guys
him.
Can have a little tete-a-tete.
I'm sure he's a nice person, but...
I like his comment. I can see what you say. Sometimes people say things, and they don't actually follow up,
mm-hmm.
when maybe he does take on cookie-cutter artists or whatever. But I like his comment saying that there's got to be something new. It's got to be something innovative. I think the trends in music are constantly changing, and I think it is kind of moving towards like a new sound even now, so... I like the idea of bringing something brand new to the table.
He's going to end up contradicting himself, though.
He's also
Absolutely.
The man behind Taylor Swift, so the man knows what he's talking about. So we'll see what happens.
Not big on Taylor.
What's that?
Not big on Taylor.
No, not big on Taylor. No. Okay.
You'll fit in, right?
I'll shake her off.
I'll shake her off. Did you guys hear that?
Let's move on to baby news with Mr.
Josh Wicker.
Yes.
This is
Wait, let me see.
The one that I compared to Mark Andrew, and I liked his voice because of his artistry, and he sounded I could hear how he, like, his voice almost sounded the same when he sang. Mm-hmm. So I kind of liked that also, but he wasn't the best, but there's something about him that I liked.
So that singer-songwriter bad.
Yeah.
Bad.
I don't know. That's gonna be my word. Cool. I know that both of you guys didn't like him, because I saw your guys' high five.
I didn't like him.
I know.
I loved him. Oh. I really did. Okay, Keith Urban. Keith Urban, quote, "You sang it like you wrote it."
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
To compliment what you just said.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
100% agree. He sang Stay by Rihanna. He's a worship singer and creative director of a church. Awesome. Big ups to Jesus. What up? I wrote down Nick Jonas, and it sounds like a little bit of raspy male Adele. A little bit.
Whoa.
Yeah, I don't know. I just, when I was watching him, I was just hearing like Nick Jonas and like a little bit of like the raspiness in Adele. Not like the big, big voice Adele, but a little bit of like, yeah.
This is what I like. Everyone's got varying opinions. I think he'll go far, but not, I don't know if it's necessary. Yes, he has a good voice, but the southeast of the United States will love him.
Right.
Where do all the votes come?
Really, guys?
From the southeast of the United States.
True.
Most of the votes come from there, so. He's a dad. He's just had a baby. He's a worship leader.
That's what I'm saying. He's got the whole package. Yeah. With like the church thing, the family.
We'll see how he can deliver other songs. You don't like him.
I like him. I like his voice. When he sings, he has a lot of personality. But when he doesn't, he's just like...
Okay, let's do a comparison.
I thought he was trying.
Really? Yeah. I thought he's forgettable and he's just... Blah.
I thought he was very humble.
I like the way he rubbed his wife's
belly. He's very like, I'm like, hey... Hi, everybody.
Could it be nerves?
I don't know. It could be Jesus in love. It could just be that. Remember when...
Thanks to Jesus.
Yeah. I'm on straight to hell.
No, girl, I'll meet you there. Don't worry. I'm just like...
Oh, my
no,
God.
We're going to have fun. Though.
You two are just a
we
controversial
haven't seen each other
two.
A really long time.
Really long time.
Okay.
Oh, you guys are about as controversial as our next couple.
Oh man.
This is the meat of the episode, I believe.
I just posted something on Facebook saying 5 reasons why marriages today don't work. I wish they would have said 6. Do not try out for American Idol together because that shit will be bad.
They're probably already divorced.
Can we check on that?
No.
They were very positive. They were wonderful. This is two positive. Alex and Jordan Sasson. I didn't have the last name.
I didn't get the last name.
So
the
Sasser. They came together and they have a beautiful child who is super charming as well. And I feel really bad because when Alex gave her performance, I thought I was surprised. I loved her voice, but she was corny to me and it was just too like yodely and like I'm singing to my child so that she can go to sleep. And that sucked because I'm really surprised that they didn't hear the quality in her voice. And not ask her to sing something not so perky. You know? Okay. Or they didn't want a married couple on the show together.
We've had that before.
Have we? Couples.
I feel like we have.
Yeah. But they're married and have a baby. I don't know.
Here's the thing. I mean, well, Stephen, what are your thoughts? Jordan or both?
Well, with Alex, I immediately wrote down, she sounds like she should be doing commercials for Target. Very commercially,
jingly?
Not like commercial record sales, but commercial for like JCPenney, Target, something
like that.
It was
like,
very...
Like, do you love it? I love it.
So when one of the judges said it didn't sound very passionate, I 100% agree with that. And then at the end, when she's like crying, saying they didn't really hear my voice, Jordan was playing with the baby on the floor.
How dare you place blame
on your husband like that, who killed it and is there supporting you and is your number one fan, and because you didn't come with passion and they did hear your voice, I thought he gave her a great critique. So for her to say that, that's when I said to you guys, I bet she's going to regret when she sees that.
Of course
she is. That segment aired, because that was just a ridiculous comment for her to make. She's the one who blew it, not bad.
Okay, so she wasn't valid in her anger.
And I love that J-Lo was like, I looked over at your wife and she was looking at you all sweet and I started crying. No, J-Lo, that was an evil, I'm going to kill you look.
I know.
You're a newlywed, Violet. Yes.
That is definitely, I'm going to kill you look. That's the look.
Okay.
No, but she was disappointed in herself because she got excited and...
She wasn't, though.
She showed it
that she wasn't disappointed in herself. She thought she did a fabulous job.
Exactly.
She was disappointed that her husband was
playing
the
with
show.
The kid or something in the corner.
Because the judges were like, I was distracted. Why? They shouldn't have said they were distracted by that. But the thing is that she, that was her problem. Was just, I think it was a passion thing. As much as she sounded like a Target commercial,
she had a good voice.
Had she just done it better and sang actually something and not Bruno Mars, it would have been better. Because Bruno Mars sounds good for him because he's like this teeny bopper kind of a guy. I mean, that was not her song. It was just a bad song choice. I feel really bad.
Yeah.
I bet you she really does sing good.
They're like these happy, oh my God, we're like joy to the world, but they're not. And I felt very... They were very fake, and I don't like either of them.
I felt bad because when Jordan sang, he had that same lightness to him.
Yeah, but...
And Keith Urban was like, oh, so that's just normal.
Mm-hmm. I think they were trying really hard to be likable. Like, we're like this young, cute, married couple. I think they're worshippers or whatever, too. And they have their little baby with them. Like, stop. It's all fake.
I like sitting next to Violet because...
I'm sorry. It was... I didn't feel any bit of genuineness from them.
I thought that it was.
Really?
And I just think that she's a brat.
Yeah, exactly. She's a brat. She didn't move on because of her. Mm-hmm. Not because of anyone else. Jordan, I thought, had a great voice. And he should be doing musical theater.
Yeah.
I don't think he's mainstream. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's going to get radio play.
You can already tell off this first performance.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I could see he has a big voice. He's reaching the back of a theater, doing musical theater, doing whatever
they
show.
And he did
Celine,
and he loved it. And him.
That's where I saw his voice.
Yeah.
So we all kind of agree pretty much that Alex got what she deserved.
Mm-hmm.
And then Jordan.
Sorry, Tuts.
We'll see how far he goes. But I think this one, the next singer had a split. Very different opinions. And this was, I believe it was Carrie Courtney, age 24. And I noticed Stephen and Violet's face when he was... Yeah, see? You're already grimacing. Stephen, what's up? Thoughts?
Not great, not memorable. His voice was average to me. The guitar, I mean, his song, I think J-Lo had a great critique saying it was very dark, it was scary at times. I thought his performance was very drawing. It drew you in, and it made you want to look at more, made you want to see more, and it was very mysterious, and that's cool. Singing, average. The guitar playing was, I guess, kind of average, too. I don't think he deserved a ticket to move on.
I kind of agree. My thing was that what I liked about it, they kept commenting that he had a nice voice. And I think that the scary part of it was the passionate part of it. And that's what I loved, because he reminded me of maybe not a huge like arena, but I could definitely see him like performing at bar less of it, whatever.
A dive bar
here in Los Angeles. There are plenty of bars. Yeah, and kill it. And people would be super into it. And I think that... that's all I could see. I couldn't really see past that. But I was really impressed with, like, I wasn't impressed, but I was kind of taken back at his passion, because it was there. And I think that he kind of channeled his mother in that performance, and that's what made it a little bit dark.
Okay.
But the vocals weren't where I wanted them to be for him to go forward.
So you say they were judging him on being a tortured soul,
but they said that they heard the voice and they wanted to lighten him up. When it's like, you're not going to be able to lighten him up. You need to say, can you bring more with your voice? Because is he going to be able to sing another song not in that range? You know, anything higher than what he was singing? Probably not. So,
or up tempo.
So we got one definite no, one maybe. Violet.
I don't know. I was really torn on him. I wanted to like him a lot. Like, I think he's cute. I do. If you like, take the hair and the mustache and everything out. His eyes are really... But, when he started singing, I wasn't expecting that, so I was just like, whoa. And I don't know, I liked his voice a lot. I stopped watching for a minute, and I just listened to him, and I liked his voice.
Yeah.
His vibe.
It's a maybe. Remember how he looked at J-Lo, and he's like, her answer is going to be like a maybe yes? I feel like mine was a maybe yes, and I was going to just leave it for the judges to decide.
I think he could be like a lead singer of a band. I don't think he can ever be like a solo commercial.
I'm looking forward to seeing. He's entertaining to watch, because those eyes when he was singing, I mean, he had a lot of emotion, a lot of stuff going on up here when he was singing. So I'm interested to see what's to come next. But I don't think he's better than DJ Savizzle.
You just like saying that.
When he gets to the end of the line, that's going to be a tough cut, I think, because we're going to find out so much more. He's that one with the story. No one's going to want to see him go just because of the story. And there's always an allotment for that type of person on the show. Do I see him winning? No.
Right.
But there's more to be told. It's episode one, guys.
So. And I don't know why, but I got like an Adam Lambert vibe from him.
Absolutely.
I just
not.
Like got wow. just like
I think
know.
It's because of his hair and his, and
maybe.
His complexion.
I don't know. I just...
Yeah.
We gotta keep going.
Now let's wrap this up with our last two, and of course this is Shelby Z.
Oh boy, she's just a southern peach, ain't she?
And she is a big personality. Reminded me of Skylar Lane, I believe it's from a couple seasons ago. Think of that one. Still on that one, Violet. Yes, while you think.
Was she the cute little redhead?
Uh-huh.
No. Yeah, I liked her. She did a good Miranda Lambert song.
Big, but and one thing I noticed, that first hour, you mentioned that It was, you know, it was beautiful. You guys were crying. That second hour to me seemed like old Idol. Mm-hmm. It got back into its groove. Back, mm-hmm. okay, we're American Idol. This is what we do.
Yeah. Let's crank them out.
A couple stories, but she ended strong. I mean, America's going to love her. Big personality, big voice. Does that equal a win?
I expected her to sound that way. I liked her high notes. That's all the critique I have for her.
I think she's right up there with a lot of the major country stars right now in the female version. I mean, she's...
This is your wheelhouse, so...
Yeah, I mean, she sounded like Carrie Underwood to me. I think mm-hmm. she's right up there with a lot of big country stars. I love Harry's critique where he said, you know, it seems like you're the type of person that's coming in and you're going to win. Like, you're going for the gold. You're not here for the BS. I agree with that critique. Big voice, great. I could totally hear her on the radio and could see her having an album.
So do we... Let's have a little fun. It's our last season. You think she'll go live? She'll make it to the top 24?
I think she will. I mean, out of everyone we saw today.
I don't know.
I'm Switzerland.
And they loved her. I always get mad at performances like this where I'm like, no, she's not. I don't think she's good. And then they loved her so much. And so I was like,
I get annoyed too.
Yeah. But I don't know. I don't know yet. I have to see her something else because I see this country artist a lot.
That's true. And I think we're going to see
a lot more. What other song can you bring that these other country girls couldn't do? Mm-hmm. And can you bring a nice... I want to see hear her sing an up-tempo country song as well. Like, if she can bring that quirkiness that, you know, those good old Southern girls can do. So, I don't know.
All right. Yep. Violet, okay.
I liked her. I thought she's cute. Her voice was really, really good. I think she was better than I expected her to be. But I totally agree with Stephanie. Mm-hmm. She's so typical.
Yep.
Typical country girl singer.
I agree.
And her style needs a massive makeover.
And she works in a beauty salon.
In the South.
In the South. Come on.
So fix the girl with really big hair.
And last one before we head out. Violet, what's your Twitter handle?
Oh, God. Oh, the last one? Wait, I'm... at Violet Cunningham.
Because she always has those little statements. Okay, let's wrap this up.
She a gold digger.
Yeah.
Okay, this last story. They're giving us the hook already.
I know, we need whatever, it was silly.
Kanye West.
Lame. Kanye killed it. Yo, big ups, Kanye, for coming on the show and doing that. Putting yourself out there. I thought it was dope. I love it.
I just like that he chose Idol to do that, too. It was kind of cute, but they were annoying that they were cute because they actually seemed really loving. And Kim, I think this is the first time I've ever seen Kim Kardashian. I know, I was hating. Hate I am. Her. Anyways, okay. I don't really care about talking about them, so who cares?
Yeah, can we just move forward?
Okay, yes,
we're getting the hug, guys. So
where can they find you?
Wait, I had gossip.
Oh. What?
I mean news.
We may have to save it for
okay, later. Well, Adam Lambert was the top-selling American Idol contestant, winner, blah, 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 last year, 2015. He sold like $10 million on albums.
Nice.
Non-winner. Ooh. Non-winner.
The voice doesn't even have a winner that has
it's
that.
It's chaotic, guys. We promise we'll fix it next week. So,
love you.
With all that said, Stephen, where can they find you?
At Stephen Helmkamp on Instagram and Twitter.
And you can find me on Twitter at Stephanie Georgie, on Instagram at TheStephanieGeorgie. And next week for the American Idol After Show.
You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, Vine,
everything.
At Violet Kanyon.
And you can find me on Periscope, Twitter, and Instagram at JC Rubio TV. So for Steven, Steffi G, Violet, I'm JC. Jason Eichler will be back next week. Good night,
everybody.
Thank you,
Ray.
Thank you, guys.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.